This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Gujarat and the Union Territory of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu beginning today. The Prime Minister will inaugurate the first phase of Namo Hospital at Silvassa in Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu today. This 450-bedded hospital, built at a cost of over 460 crore rupees, will significantly strengthen healthcare services in the Union Territory. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for a slew of development projects worth 2,587 crore rupees and address a public meeting at Silvassa. In the evening, the Prime Minister will travel to Surat in Gujarat to launch the Surat Food Security Saturation Campaign. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Jan Aushadhi Divas reflects the government's commitment to provide top quality and affordable medicines to people, ensuring a healthy and fit India. In a social media post, Mr. Modi also shared how quality medicines are now reaching every corner of the country, how affordable medicines are enhancing savings for Indian families, and how India's Jan Aushadhi model is now inspiring the world. He also shared that heart treatment is now more affordable than ever and cost of knee implants has been reduced. The Prime Minister said the PM National Dialysis Program has been a game changer for kidney patients, and Jan Aushadhi Suvidha sanitary napkins at just 1 rupee per pad is making menstrual hygiene accessible to all. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today highlighted the critical role the CISF plays in safeguarding the nation's vital installations, emphasizing its contribution to national development. Mr. Shah was speaking at the 56th Raising Day celebration of the Central Industrial Security Force, CISF. He acknowledged the CISF's role in securing over 1 crore people at critical establishments across the nation, underscoring their pivotal role in maintaining national security and stability. He asserted that India, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, is set to become the world's third largest economy by 2027.
हमारे प्रधानमंत्री जी ने 2027 तक देश को दुनिया की तीसरी सबसे बड़ी अर्थव्यवस्था बनाना, एक ऐसे राष्ट्र का निर्माण करना जो दुनिया में सर्वप्रथम हो, ये दोनों संकल्प 140 करोड़ की आबादी के सामने रखे हैं। उस संकल्पों की सुरक्षा में, इस संकल्पों की सिद्धि के लिए सीआईएसएफ का योगदान बहुत महत्वपूर्ण है.
The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected the plea of 2611 Mumbai terror attack accused Tahavur Rana against his extradition to India. 64-year-old Rana is currently lodged in a Los Angeles prison. Tahavur, a Canadian national of Pakistani origin, had filed an emergency application for stay in the Supreme Court of the United States. He argued in his plea that his extradition to India will violate the U.S. law and the United Nations Convention against Torture. The Supreme Court Collegium has approved a proposal to appoint 3 additional judges of the High Court of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh as permanent judges today. The judges who have been recommended for appointment as permanent judges are Justice Waseem Sadiq Nargal, Justice Rajesh Sekri and Justice Muhammad Yusuf Wani. Starship of rocket company SpaceX, owned by billionaire Elon Musk, exploded minutes after launching from Texas in the United States, marking its second consecutive failure this year. SpaceX termed the incident a rapid unscheduled disassembly and vowed to analyze the data for improvements. The benchmark domestic equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, were trading nearly flat in volatile afternoon trade today. The 30-share BSE Sensex rose 17 points to 74,357 and the NSE Nifty 50 was marginally up by 9 points to 22,553 when reports last came in. In badminton, India's Ayush Shetty has advanced to the men's singles quarterfinals of the Orleans Masters Super 300 in France. He will take on Rasmus Gemke of Denmark in the quarterfinal this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.